And we have Kurt Manuel, the communications pastor with Northwoods Church, on the line with us this morning. We're really looking at how the Christmas season is going to look different this year due to COVID-19 at our local churches. And Kurt, what can you tell us about the changes that you all are having to make at Northwoods?
Well, I think I have some really great news, Julia, and that is that while we obviously we cannot gather on campus the way that we usually like to do with tens of thousands of people, as an alternative, we've built a special presentation of last year's production, and we're airing that in partnership with WDEK. It'll broadcast on Saturday, the 19th of December at 8 p.m., and our intent with that is to provide that same sort of Christmas environment and, inspiring, exciting, excellent production that people can gather around in their home, that they can enjoy. They can hear lots of the inspiring music of Christmas, as well as a message, of course, pointed at the true reason for the season.
And I understand that there may be another time that they can view the production as well?
That's right. Our intent is to also air that again a second time on Christmas morning on WHOI, the sister station.
Going forward with COVID-19 and the mitigations that we are currently in, what does it look like as far as in-person worship for Northwoods at this point?
Well, at this point, Julia, as of today when we're talking, we are still meeting in person on campus, of course, abiding by our social distancing guidelines and capacity limitations, but we are still doing that. Our desire is to, preserve that freedom for people to gather as they feel led, just as long as we can. Of course, we're providing full online capability for everyone who wants to engage that way as well, if they feel more comfortable or safe that way or can't get to a campus. We've been doing that for years now, and we feel like we were actually very thankful to be positioned well to make that transition, back in March when all of this went crazy. Now, moving forward from here, we are going to try to preserve this as long as we can. Of course, we are very sensitive to what's happening around us. Our senior management team is, very attuned to the constantly changing information, and they're ready to respond accordingly. But like I said, of course, we're hoping to be able to preserve the in-person gathering as long as we can.
And how many campuses does Northwoods Church have locally?
We have four campuses right now in Peoria, Galesburg, Chillicothe, and Canton, as well as our online presence, which is available, obviously, everywhere, northwoods.church.
And as we get closer to Christmas, not only is the production that you do every year important to your congregations, but also the Christmas music as you go into Christmas Eve and that weekend of Christmas. Kind of, what are your plans to keep everybody safe at this point?
Well, we are, like I said, we are continuing to hold our Sunday services. In fact, many of them are being sort of ramped up with production type of elements incorporated into them as our regular Sunday services. So a lot more of the music will be some things that are familiar in terms of Christmas classics, as well as sort of retoolings of some exciting new stuff for Christmas. Again, always designed to sort of soften people's hearts, and just position them to really be open to why we celebrate the coming of Jesus.
If people are interested in finding out more about in-person worship with Northwoods and also online, if that's something that they're more comfortable with, again, where can they find all the information about Northwoods?
Our web address is northwoods.church, super easy to remember. And everything that someone would be interested in terms of regular weekends, Christmas, and all other things Northwoods are available there.
And is that where they'll find up-to-date information on whether you are in person or just virtual?
Yes, it's regularly updated with the latest information.
All right. Kurt Manuel, Communications Pastor with Northwoods Church. Thank you so much.